4LOO Mobile. Anybody out there? 4LOO Mobile.
Yes, sir. If I notice I need some backup because I got a narcissistic sociopathic landlord and I just pulled him to drive when he's sitting outside. Help me out. Conversate with me. KQ4LOO.
4LOO in Gerald TR. Well, I thought you was Lloyd the other day, but it says Talmash, is that right?
Mr. Tom, N0TUR, yes, this is Talmage. I go by Tal, but yes, you can call me Talmage. I'll accept that, too.
Roger. Okay. Well, I'm just sitting here with the wife. I got to turn this TV down a little bit. We're watching the Northwest Territories this evening. What are you up to?
I'm going to talk a little low because he might can hear me. But I got a narcissistic sociopathic landlord, and he's sitting outside right in the direct path of me going in the house. So I want an excuse to stay out in the truck as long as possible.
Well, I wasn't going to stay too long, but you getting any rain down that way? Let's see. I was trying to see. You're 22 miles kind of to the south of me, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on West Georgia Road outside of Moonville. It's a Piedmont address, but it's a Moonville address, actually.
What about Moonville on the weather at night? You getting any rain over that way?
Yeah, I think we had a good little shower for about maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and then it went on by its business. But I'm looking at the sky, and it looks like it's getting ready to drop a little bit more.
Roger, I was going to mess with the computer here while I'm talking. I got to open another window. It looked like we were going to be right in the middle of the one going south. I got a real Donnybrooker down there towards Greenwood. And the other one was actually north of us here in Greer. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Gaffney's getting a good one. It's raining down around Simpsonville and Lawrence. But we're right in the middle of kind of a hole. And I don't see any around Anderson or Clemson or anything. It's north of them, and the other one's south of us. So I think I'll pass on it right now. We've had plenty of rain recently.
I think we've probably had more than enough recently. My goodness, this is like April, early May type of weather.
You know, we get those afternoon thunderstorms this time of year, so I don't know if it's too unusual. I lived in Kansas for 62 years, and you got lines of thunderstorms that come through, but you never did just get one just pop up like you do around here. And there can be nothing, and 5 minutes later it can be pouring down.
Currently, according to my weather.com, which is the weather channel, we're going to have 99% chance of rain at midnight. So, I don't know. I guess we're in for a treat, I guess.
Nice talking to you this evening, but maybe somebody else will pick you up here in a minute. And and keep you away from the landlord. let me see something here. Check one more thing. And if I can get it to work. There we go. So it's KQ4LOO and 0TR. Nice talking to you, Tom. Catch you later.
0TR, I appreciate it. Because I think you gave me just enough time to maybe dart inside the house and get into my room and God bless her and love you both. Have a good night. God bless you. KQ4LOO will be signing out.
This is KN4RJN. Radio check, please.
KN4RJN. Anyway, your radio is loud and clear.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. You have a good evening. N0TR, KN4RJN. Tom, you out of the shower? KN.
4RJN, N0TR.
This is KN4RJN. How you doing there, buddy?
Fine. How about you? Just sitting there watching Northwood Survival and having some shortcake with homemade ice cream on it and some fresh peaches, sliced peaches, and some raspberries out of the garden.
This is KM4RJ. That woman is way too good to you, Billy.
About that, John. she's over here taking off patches off of the grandson's leather jacket. She says actually getting ready to put more patches on the leather jacket, or the leather jacket, I should say.
This is KN4RJN. How you doing, Bernice? I'm surviving. You know, you're spoiling that old man.
57 years. For 57 years. She's a little ways over there from me, sitting in her, what do you call that rocker there, Mom? Swivel rocker.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I can hear. If you got all that in front of you, I might have to come over and partake of some. Of course, it's going to take me a while to get there, but how's the rest of you doing there, Tommy?
And my 160-meter antenna come down in that windstorm night before last. And yesterday, I'm sitting here now just fooling around. They got a splice. It's made for underground connections that I buy from Lowe's. That one little splice is about, I'd say an inch and a half long, and about, it's under a quarter inch in diameter. It's got two screws in it, and it's solid brass. And then they give you some heat shrink that's extra, extra good. It just, the center of it kind of liquefies, and it makes it waterproof. And I'm trying to get it off of the old one. I went and bought a new one. That one little splice is $14.98.
This is KN4RJN. From what you described, that seems a little bit excessive. How are you going to get your antenna back up?
I actually did. That splice had been in there for many, many years. I'd say 5, 6, 7, 8 years, something like that. And so I done a good job. But the wind was like 40, or maybe a little more than that. Might have approached 50 mile an hour gust. And it hit it in the wrong direction. And it's 265 feet long. So it finally did fail. But I went down there and, of course, the rope, I'm sure, that tree's 100 foot high, so I didn't climb up there to check it out, but I couldn't pull it, and It was hot, so I was riding the riding lawnmower back and forth over to the neighbors to go down in their field and try to get it. And so I just tied that antenna rope onto the lawnmower and eased rather briskly. And you know, it come loose, didn't break. And I made the splice up on the on a trash basket that was down there. And I bought a little torch from Lowe's, a butane torch, and you can solder with it and whatnot. And I heat shrunk it and went over in the other neighbor and got a hold of that rope and started pulling it. And I thought surely it'd get stuck in that fork again, but you know, it just went right back up. And it's up there about, oh, I don't know, 60 feet in the air. And worked out really well. I didn't think there's any way in heck that I could do that because I just don't have any stamina anymore. And I can't lift much over 10 pounds, but it just didn't take a whole lot to get it back up there. Tied it off to Kathy's chain link fence and went back up, shut the gate, come home and checked it out, and the SWR on this is perfect all the way through 160 meters.
This is KN4RJ, and I'll be... Whoa, okay. So nobody helped you, you just tied it to the lawnmower and rode it on up, huh?
And Bernice didn't want to come out in the heat, and that's unusual because she was out there rotor tillering. This morning, what did I do it first? Oh, we got some sackcrete, and we had to put it out in the whistle out front, you know, the pipe under the driveway and that, because it's washing away, and neither one of us should be lifting on that, so I just backed up real close to the ditch, and we just shoved it out off the tailgate and let it fall to the ground. I took a box knife and we just picked up one end of it and got it down in there and tapped it around with a shovel, round old shovel like we wanted it. And then I said, it's time to go in. And she said, no, I want a rotor tiller that out there in the strawberry garden because there was weeds in it. Okay. So she went out and did that for, I don't know, how long? She was out there, a couple of hours. Probably 2 hours. And then when she got done, I told her, you better level that out with a rake before we go in.
This is KN4RJ. Did she hit you with that rake?
Pulled it out, John. That's the farmer in her. But it's a little bitty rotor tiller. It's not too big. Call it half size. And it's made by steel. So it's a good one. And she just does small things with it because we couldn't possibly handle a big rotor tiller. But it does a good job.
This is KN4RJ. Well, okay. You guys do what you got to do. But one of these days, Thomas, when I get a bit of time that I can get away, I'm going to come down there and visit you.
Strawberries are doing pretty good, except one thing, there was a deer in it this morning. Bernice had gotten up early, a little after 6, wasn't it, Bernice? And we normally get up, 7 or so. Or sometimes I'll get up 6 something. I always work most of my life from 7 to 3:30. But there was a deer in it, and she noticed it in the bathroom windows. She went in the restroom, and it was all like daylight out there. My yard looks like San Quentin at night if you walk into the motion detectors. They're all over the place. And she noticed it was awful bright. She looked out there, and the deer was in there in her strawberry garden, and she was not very happy. So she ran in and woke me up. I usually just throw a firecracker out the window and they'll kind of look at you and mosey off, but it's just a little firecracker. But I put a transducer out there now, a driveway sensor, and aimed it right across that strawberry garden. And he don't want to wind up there tomorrow morning, because if he wakes me up about daybreak, I'm going to have a bad case of closed pores.
This is KN4RJN. Well, let's see. I had about it was practically a herd of deer ran through the backyard here several days ago. It was like 7 or 8 of them. They were moving fast. Most of them adults, but there was a couple of young ones with them. So they crisscrossed back across my backyard. Fortunately, I don't have anything back there that's edible. Well, they do chew on our hostas back there, but I don't have any fruit or anything back there. Anything I'm growing some peppers on my back deck, and they can't get to that. But and had some tomatoes last year, I guess it was, and those were on the back deck too. So I do everything up on the back deck, and from on the back deck, the way the ground slopes away from the deck down to the ground is about 8 feet, so they're not going to get to those. But I thought about planting some blueberries along the just before the ground slopes off on the backyard. I thought, well, if I do that, that's just going to bring them up. However, let me break here for a second. I planted some elephant ears right at the base of the deck. I've got a lattice around the deck where I keep stuff underneath the deck. And I've got elephant ears planted along there. And I was standing there on the deck grabbing a smoke and just looking out. And a bunny rabbit, which is in the back of my yard, so 50, 60 yards maybe down to the creek, and there's a bunch of kudzu that grows off to the left. Bunny rabbit came out of that kudzu, ran all the way up to the base of the deck, and started chewing on those elephant ears. And I showed that to my wife. She says, well, nothing sacred. I never saw a rabbit get that close to the house before, but fortunately, if the dog had been out there, he'd never gotten close. So they come up and chew on the elephant ears up there.
Well, John, the daughter called us a little earlier, and she'd been to the casino over the weekend, which is not far from them. There's several of them right there, and her husband went over there. They met their daughter, our granddaughter, in Toledo. And she won $682 pennies. And she was on her first $20 bill. And she never spends over $100 at the most. And so she won $1,182, I think it was, in some odd sense. But she was telling us this afternoon that they come up on her deck and ate some kind of peas, and I know she plants other plants up there, and they come up and eat those. And if I can find it, I'll send you a picture last winter of one that she took in the backyard. They live in a residential area there in West Bloomfield, and I mean, they're nice houses. But it's in town, and you would not believe the size of these deer. But I'll look that up and send you that picture. It's a beautiful picture. This magnificent buck. They have a hot tub right behind the house, and it's kind of enclosed with a brick there. And that buck was standing right there, looking out the into the gate. When Shelly walked out there for something, and she had the sense to take a picture of it, and it's really pretty. I'll send it to you if I think of it. But these deer here, this is 0TR, they get, they just lose all fear of man, it seems like, too. And so I had some there one winter several years ago, and they come up there and I'd throw a firecracker out back, and they're just standard ones you get at the firecracker stand. They look like an M80, but if you open one up, it's just an inch and a half firecracker. And they just look at me. So and it was eating their strawberry patch. And so the next time they did it and they come up there, I just took a .22 and shot between their legs and knocked the dirt up on them. And you know what? He put it in getting home gear then, and he never did come back.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, we're coming up on net time here. But, yeah, we're out in the country, but we're in a subdivision. I mean, there's, I don't know how many people live in the subdivision, but there's a lot, near, you know, nice houses and whatnot. But we back onto a state park. So they come, you know, out of the park and roll through and find things to eat, like her hostas and my elephant ears and anything else anybody's got planted. So we see them frequently. But, however, I think I've got the bunny rabbit scared off. I went to move some lawn chairs that were in the corner on the deck there underneath the overhang that hadn't been moved out in, like, since, I don't know, last winter. And as I was moving those lawn chairs out, I saw something black and long start to move, and I thought, aha! And I pulled that out, and sure enough, there was a black snake back there, about five feet long. And got him out of there and tossed him over the deck, and he went through the lattice to the area underneath the deck. And I don't know if he's still in there. I'll find out when I go get the lawnmower next time or pull the garbage out. But if he's around, that bunny rabbit ain't gonna come back up there, I don't think.
Right out here by the chicken pen a couple of weeks ago, and he was maybe 3.5-4 feet long, and not a big one. But I usually catch them with just a pair of gloves on, and I don't like them to bite me. So I bought a snake hook. Boy, you talk about a Chinese, or I call them China product. He ran across the pavers by the chicken pen, and when he did, I tried to snag him with a snake hook. Good thing it wasn't a copperhead or something, because the snake hook fell in 3 pieces. And so I bought another one now, and it's one that actually has a grabber on the end of it. And next time I'll probably grab him with that. I've caught a few king snakes in that, a few copperheads, but the copperheads that I've seen have been little bitty things. And it's kind of a rarity. But no, the deer, I wouldn't eat them if somebody gave it to me. I don't like the meat, neither does Bernice. I wouldn't harm them for anything. But when they get that dang stubborn, won't even move when you throw a firecracker out the window out there. I just throw it out on the driveway. And they just raise their head up and look at you and go ahead and eat. And the wife puts a lot of count in her garden. So I chased him off. It's been several years ago. But there was a whole herd of them out here in our backyard. And they still come up in there, but I don't bother them. As long as they stay out in the field, they're fine. Just don't come up eating. They was eating the flowers right here behind the house one day. I just clapped my hands, and they took off like a shot out of a cannon. Well, John, well, it's been nice talking to you this evening, and we'll catch you down the line. I'll go back to watching my Northwoods survival here with Bernice. And check into that in a little while. KQ4RJN in 0TR. 73's John.
This is KN4RJN. 73's to you too. Say hi to Bernice for me. You two take care of yourselves. KN4RJN, clear.